Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Filing period is now open for qualified Homer Electric Association members to run for the company's board of directors. To be placed on the ballot for HEA's 2025 election, potential candidates must be a member of HEA and a bona fide resident as defined in the bylaws of the cooperative's service area.
We have a total of 9 directors on the board, divided up within 3 geographic districts,
explained HEA strategy officer Carrie Ann Baker.
We have staggered under our bylaws elections so that every year we have an election for each of the 3 voting districts, and it would be a term of 3 years. So these are District 1, District 2, District 3 current board of directors who are terming out.
Baker said none of the incumbent board members for the seats up for election have reached their term limits and so may run again, but that their current 3-year terms are ending. Anyone interested in filing as a candidate must return a completed candidacy packet declaring their intent to sit for election as a board member in the candidate district of residence. Baker said that historically, HEA has been fortunate to have a diverse range of board members.
We definitely want people to understand the time commitment, but Homer Electric is very lucky to have the board and the members that we have. We have a very diverse board in terms of both thought and also skill set.
HEA will hold an election for the open board seats in District 1, which encompasses Kenai, Nikiski, and parts of Soldotna, District 2, the Soldotna, Sterling, and Kisilov area, and District 3, Kisilov, Homer, and the Seldovia area. The deadline to submit the completed candidacy packet is 5 p.m. on Friday, February 28th. Completed packets can be submitted at either the Kenai or Homer HEA offices or emailed to boardcandidate@homerelectric.com. To find the link for the candidacy packet, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. American flags in Alaska will be flying at full staff on the inauguration day of President Donald Trump. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has directed that the U.S. and Alaska flags at the Alaska State Capitol and all state facilities be raised to full staff at sunrise on January 20th of 2025 to celebrate the Constitution and honor President Donald J. Trump's inauguration. America's Constitution forever changed history by establishing the process for the peaceful transition of power in the nation's founding document. Flags shall return to half staff at sunrise on January 21st of 2025 to continue honoring life and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter through the remaining national mourning period. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Jewish and Muslim leaders in Anchorage are reacting to the news of a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Anchorage lawyer Heather Barber, who is a member of the Muslim community, said she's ecstatic and that the ceasefire is long overdue. She adds that now this is coming to an end, there can be investigations and the true number of casualties can be released. Rabbi Abram Goodstein leads Congregation Beth Shalom in Anchorage and says that while he's excited about the deal, there's also trepidation as there have been a lot of ceasefire deals and not all of them have worked out. The ceasefire is scheduled to begin on Sunday. There could be some route changes coming to this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Race organizers said earlier this week that adjustments to the course or schedule may be necessary because of the poor snow and trail conditions. It's been an exceptionally warm winter across much of Alaska, leading to lower snowfall numbers. The Kuskokwim 300 Dog Race has already been postponed to February 7th, 2 weeks later than originally planned. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.